Each morning at Huntington Beach, which calls itself Surf City, the surfers are out early to catch the waves. It is a passion and a lifestyle, says a veteran surfer who invented a modified surfboard called the Boogie Board, Tom Morey.
Surfing, to me, is the creation's most succinct metaphor, best metaphor for how to live your life. Surf your life.
These surfers say their goal is to catch a wave and ride it. Once a year, an interfaith service called the Blessing of the Waves draws surfers and others to talk about their love of the ocean. A Muslim leads an Islamic prayer. A synagogue member blows the Jewish ram's horn called the shofar. Zoroastrian Manik Bujwala reads a prayer in the ancient Avestan language.
So we have actually prayers for all the major elements of nature, including the water.
A choir of immigrants from the island nation of Tonga provides music. Two Roman Catholic priests also presided over the service. Both are avid surfers at home on this beachfront. After the service, both went in for a swim. Father Christian Mondor, 87 years old, was happy to get in the water.
It takes a lot of skill, but it's a wonderful feeling when you're moving with the ocean, especially when you can stand up and ride it wherever you want. But just to be in the water is such an invigorating experience, and it's great to be back all wet again.
There is much to be thankful for, says Dean Torrance, who was half of the 1960s pop duo Jan and Dean. They helped to popularize surf music with songs like Surf City.
The sand, the ocean, the blue sky, the weather. I mean, what could be better? I'm very, very, very blessed to be here in a place that we call Surf City.
Those who gathered here say, for those of any faith, this beachfront setting is inspirational. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Huntington Beach, California.